A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Menachas Yud Zayin, Menachas 17a, pagination is 33. We'll start towards the bottom of the page, the beginning of the new perek. You will notice that every perek in the Talmud has a certain name associated with it, typically the words that start the Mishnah in the beginning of the perek. So that, for example, the previous perek, you could see it on the top of the page, was called Hakometz Es HaMincha. This perek also starts with the words Hakometz Es HaMincha. It's not going to have the same name as the previous perek. If you turn the page, once we're into the perek, you'll see that the top of the page has the name of the perek. It's called Hakometz Rabba, the Great Hakometz. And indeed, it's a fairly long chapter. One observation regarding this chapter is that it is the one that's going to morph into the famous Gemaras about tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, etc., that it's going to go into some other topics beyond Menachos, based on a discussion which is ma'akvim zu es zu, whether two things are ma'akiv one another if they hold back on the other, if they're required. So we're going to encounter in a coming perek Tcheles and Lavan in Tzitzis, for example, the special bluish colored thread and the regular white threads of Tzitzis. So the Tcheles is ultimately not required, even though it's the proper way to do the mitzvah. And that's why nowadays we don't have Tcheles. We continue to be able to do the mitzvah of Tzitzis. However, when it comes to Tefillin, for example, you have to have all four parshios, and by tzitzis, the four different corners have to each have their tassel in order for it to be a mitzvah. If you'd have three, it's not kind of a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's four. That's the mitzvah. And those concepts of ma'akvim zu es zu became an outgrowth of the topic of Menachos and make this perek, known as Hakometz Rabo, the Great Hakometz, long, lengthy. The Mishnah begins, Hakometz es HaMincha. One who does kmitza on the mincha, le'echol davar she'ein darko le'echol, to eat something that's not meant to be eaten, that's his intent, the ill intent, was to eat something that's not meant to be eaten, something that's meant to be brought on the Mizbeach. Ulahakter, davar shein darko lahakter. Or he has in mind that he's going to offer on the Mizbeach at the wrong time something that's not meant to be brought on the Mizbeach at all. Kosher, the opening opinion is that that's still kosher, because it's not a relevant enough ill intent to make any impact. Rabbi Eliezer Postel, Rabbi Eliezer says that that is a problem. Note the word posel. He says it's posel. He didn't use the word pigul, and that's something worthy of discussion. Le'echol davar shadarko le'echol, ulahaktir davar shadarko lahaktir. If a person has in mind that he's going to eat at the wrong time something that's meant to be eaten, or burn at the wrong time, something that's meant to be burnt, but pachos mikezayis, but he's having in mind, on less than a kezayis kosher, it's still kosher. Le'echol kachatzi zayis ulahakter kachatzi zayis. He has in mind something of eating half a kezayis, and something of burning half a kezayis, so it's half portions, kosher, that's still kosher, she'en achila v'aktara mitztarfin, because we don't mix the eating and the burning. And you may recognize this statement from a previous Mishnah. Indeed, the question arises why the Mishnah had to repeat it. The Gemara begins. Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time of Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that an intent, a kavana, from eating to burning, burning to eating, is still going to make an impact, and argues on the Chachamim, who say it's an irrelevant ill intent? What indeed is the reason of Rabbi Eliezer that on some level they're compatible and they can mess up the mincha? Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'im hei ochel yei ochel mi b'sar zavach shalomav. There's a double wording of eating. B'shtei achilas akos of medaber. It's talking about two types of eating. One is the achilas adam, and the other is the achilas mizbeach, informing you, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, from a Pasuk, shemechashvim ba'achilas adam, that just as you can have an intent from something that's meant to be eaten, so there's going to be intent on something that the Mizbeach is meant to eat. And just as eating of a human to eating of a human can have an intent, and eating of the Mizbeach to eating of the Mizbeach can have an intent, so too they're compatible, and eating of a person can have an intent on the eating of the Mizbeach, and the eating of the Mizbeach can have an intent on the eating of a person. And that's this principle of Rabbi Eliezer, Mida afkinu rachmana laktara b'lashan achila, because the Torah uses the word achila for both of them, informing you that they are compatible, in that you could have intent on one, on the other, and invalidate the korban, the mincha. This is the first approach of the Gemara, which is that it's based on a pasuk, in which case, presumably, it creates pigul, and actually prompts the question, why was the word posel used in the Mishnah and not the word pigul? There is a second approach, and this approach is alluded to by Rashi here on Amud Aleph. One line up in Rashi, in reference to Rabbi Eliezer, states, Uposal midrabanon. This is a psul drabanon. It's rabbinic. It's not learnt from the pasuk on a biblical level. It is actually a takana drabanon. If we turn the page, we get a glimpse into that. About seven lines down on Amud Beis, Amalei Rav Zera l'Rav Asi. Rav Zera said to Rav Asi, "V'itayma d'Rabbi Elazar mishum hachi hu. If this is indeed the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer, karis nami lechayev, it should be a full level of pigul, including the punishment of karis. V'chitayma hachanamin. If you want to tell me that's true, ha'atu da'amrit mishmei d'Rabbi Yochanan. There's a quote from Rabbi Yochanan that you shared with me. Modo Rabbi Eliezer she'ein anush kares, that there is no kares over here. Omalei, he answered him, tanoi hi aliba d'Rabbi Eliezer. There's a machlokas tanoim how to understand Rabbi Eliezer when he argues on the Chachamim in that opening statement of the Mishnah. Ika lemanda omar psula de oraisa. There are those that say it's biblical, and they would be learning from that original Gemara explaining the Mishnah, hey ochel yei ochel, it's a pasuk, it's biblical, and it's pigul. Ika lemanda omar psula de rabbanon. And there are other opinions that say that it's only rabbinic, and they presumably do not learn it from that pasuk. They're learning that Rabbi Eliezer understood it as a takana d'rabbanon. Rashi, as we mentioned, points out in his explanation of the Mishnah this approach, that it's a d'rabbanon. The Rambam describes explanation, pshat, in Rabbi Eliezer as a d'oraisa, which would be following the first explanation that we found in the Gemara. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.